Hi there, good morning. Welcome to AT Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. Let's start with the headlines first. Centre to privatise 13 airports by the end of this fiscal year. Government may not infuse capital in public sector banks in FY23. Nomura says Q3 growth poised for a rebound. Tesla hits $1 trillion market cap. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of the markets. Asian shares opened mostly higher on Tuesday, boosted by gains in US shares that hit record highs as Tesla topped $1 trillion in value. MSCI's index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan was up by 0.17%. Elsewhere, the yield on 10-year treasuries rose 1 basis point to 1.64%. The dollar has bounced off recent lows and was firm in choppy trade on Tuesday ahead of a handful of data releases and central bank meetings which investors expect to guide the rate's outlook. Bitcoin traded around $62,800. Oil prices edged lower on Tuesday, taking a breather from sustained rally driven by strong demand in the United States. Brent crude was down 20 cents or 0.2% at $85.79 a barrel. That said, here's what is making news. Tesla joined an elite group of companies with market values of at least $1 trillion on Monday, a key milestone for the Elon Musk-led carmaker whose shares have been on a tear amid a global shift to electric vehicles. The maker of the Model 3 sedan, the top-selling electric car worldwide, is now the second fastest company ever to reach this mark. Taking just over 11 years since its public debut, SEBI last week approved 7 IPOs, including that of Paytm, which plans to raise a minimum of 16,000 crore in the biggest ever scheduled share sales in India. Others that got the regulator's nod are Policy Bazaar, ESAF Small Finance Bank, Anand Rathi Wealth, Tarsens Products, Sapphire Foods and HP Adhesives. The unlisted shares of PB FinTech have gained nearly 15% after the parent of online marketplaces Policy Bazaar and Paisa Bazaar received the market regulator's approval for its proposed IPO. The shares in the grey market are now trading around 2,000 to 2,100 apiece from the earlier price of 1,800. The grey market IPO premium, however, still remains low at Rs. 180 to 200 from a high of Rs. 700 before it crashed due to fears over a delayed listing. Lastly, a sharp reversal in the recent run-up in smaller stocks has caught hordes of retail investors on the wrong foot. Brokers say the intense sell-off in several small-cap and penny stocks in the past week or so has led to volumes drying up, resulting in investors facing the risk of holding the duds at higher levels. Analysts say many newbie investors who took up trading in recent months, enticed by the prospect of making a quick buck in the stock market rally, have been trapped in the sell-off. Now before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Indus Towers posted a net profit of ₹1,559 crore for the July-September quarter, up 38% on year, with telcos adding more locations to tap strong data demand amid the pandemic. Tech Mahindra reported what it described as its best quarter in a decade, with net profit surging 26% to ₹1,339 crore, led by robust growth across geographies and in the digital business. HDFC AMC reported a nearly 2% growth in PAT to ₹344.38 crore for the 3 months to September. In comparison, the firm had posted a PAT of ₹338 crore in the same quarter of the preceding fiscal. Deepak Fertilizers and Petrochemicals Corporation has raised ₹510 crore through a QIP of equity shares. Some of the participants in the issue include Small Cap, World Fund, Government Pension Global Fund, Access Mutual Fund, among others, the company said on Monday. Do also check out over 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing.